many times I have heard that some talk along is pretty smell. Beverly, you fought in capital letters, the long and courageous battle, the cancer, and you never complained. And were always a tremendous inspiration to everyone who knew you. May you rest in peace. I will miss you. When I was in my mid-teens, I periodically commented about Deb's height. Renee Oxygen and myself were in the 6-foot range, while Deb was 5 feet. She retorted, "I am 5'1½". She was very proud of that 1½", and she added, "Besides, good things always come in small packages." Deb was definitely an exceptional person, an inspirational person. She had a warm and friendly personality and an endearing smile. In the sayings of our fathers, the great scholar Shammai says, one should receive everyone with a cheerful smile. Not only did Deb adhere to this tenet while she was young and throughout her professional career, she never strayed from it despite her severe illness. And it wasn't just the manner in which she greeted people. The kindness and respect she showed when she spoke was awe-inspiring. One would think in her condition she could take a few liberties, but she would say, "Water, please. Yes, please." Every request was followed by "please." When fulfilled, there is always a "thank you." When company was present and there were always many visitors, she would apologize for not being alert or attentive. Who does this? Bev's favorite holiday was Pesach. In 1997, the year of our parents' 50th anniversary, as a gift to Mom, Dad had a brilliant idea to take the entire family to a hotel to celebrate the holiday. He convinced his brother, our uncle Miyamala Shalom, to do the same. This continued for 6 years, and it was an incredible experience. We enjoyed a terrific Seder, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the entire family ate together. Bev played Mahjong, enjoyed lengthy walks with her cousins, filled in as a fourth for bridge occasionally. This became Bev's annual vacation, and she so much looked forward to it. In 2003, Bev was diagnosed with unoperable stage 4 colon cancer. She treated it aggressively, but when Pesach came, she was unable to travel, so the family stayed home that year for the holiday. In 2005, there was some good news. Bev's cancer went into remission. But in 2010, when the cancer returned, Bev was determined to never miss those Pesach vacations. Bev adjusted the timing of her chemo treatments. This was her schedule. She had 72 hours of chemo every other week. Then was deactivated. After deactivation, she would sleep for almost an entire day. Following day was traveling day. Traveling was still difficult. She walked with a severe limp. That took at least an additional day for the pain to subside, but there was never a complaint. After Dad passed away, it became difficult for the entire family to come away from Pesach. For 2 successive years, Bev joined my family for the retreat. Unfortunately, this past year, the cancer had spread and complications made it impossible for her to travel. She was so disheartened when she told me that she couldn't join us. When my family arrived at the hotel, awaiting our room, was a bouquet of flowers. With a note for Bev, wishing us a happy holiday. And that we should use the flowers as a centerpiece for our Seder table. Who does this? I should have sent her the flowers. But this was Bev, always thinking of others, never thinking of herself. Bev is old school, no smartphone, only a feature phone that was so outdated, I was amazed that a phone company continued to support it. In addition, the vast majority of time, the phone was shut off, as she was always concerned that in a time of need, the phone would have no power. For her 61st birthday, we purchased her an iPad. Because of her neuropathy, it was difficult for her to use her hands for a sustainable period. The iPad allowed her to play cards and other games with relative ease. But what she loved most about it was FaceTime. In the last couple of months, in particular, how her face lit up when she had FaceTime with her nieces and nephews and their children. These moments made her better. To Bev, there was nothing more precious than family. What Bev endured for 13 years was unfathomable, especially beginning in 2010, when the cancer returned and her doctors gave her at least 6 months, at most 6 months, to live. We are thankful to Hashem that 6 months became 6 years. She was a determined woman, always an optimist, always a positive attitude and positive outlook. She treasured life and she fought. One more day, one more month, one more year. Perhaps another drug would become available that would keep her cancer at bay. Ashidi was the perfect host to anyone and everyone she encountered. Ironically, her body was the perfect host to this horrible cancer. Beth taught us about life, how to be strong, how to be determined, how to live with dignity. In the saying of our fathers, Benzema asks, Eitan hu ashir, who is rich? Hasameach b'chelko, he who is happy with his lot. As it states in Psalms, Yigia kapecha tochel, ashrecha b'tovla. When you eat of the labor of your hands, you are praiseworthy, and all is well with you. Ashrecha b'alam hazeh, you are praiseworthy in this world, b'tovla b'alam haba. And all is well with you in the world to come. At 68, Bev was taken from us too soon, but she lived life to the fullest, and her spirit will always be with us. The Tova, all is well with you. You are with Hashem, Mom and Dad. Rest peacefully. There is no more pain. Thank you.